Support comes from Nugget Alaskan Outfitter, providing Juneau with clothing for every occasion, bonfires, weddings, casual dinner parties, and more. Online at nuggetoutfitter.com or in person at the Mendenhall Mall.
Thank you, everyone, for lending your ears and your mind's eye to Juneau Afternoon as we cap off our week by turning skyward. Brenda Wright, the program manager for the Juneau Audubon Society, is here to spotlight birds that she's had in her binoculars as of late. So, Brenda, with two glorious days of sunshine, you must have had some pretty good bird watching this week.
Yes, it was ever so nice to get a chance to watch the shorebirds and the colors all sparkle and get to see the iridescence of the feathers that you never get to see so much in gray light.
Well, it looks like this Labor Day weekend, things are going to be looking gray. But tell us about the three birds that you've chosen to spotlight this week.
This is an interesting combination. We have a raptor, a shorebird, and a duck. All three of them live here in the winter, at least, for sure. And the northern goshawk lives here year round. But it's so uncommon to see it. It's like seeing your neighbor peeking out of the blinds of their house once a year.
So how do you see the goshawk then to even know that it's around?
Well, if you're lucky enough to know where they often hunt, then you can find them. They can be seen around the West Glacier Trail, Dredge Lake area. They eat small mammals and birds, and they do like rabbits. And so the snowshoe rabbits live around Dredge Lake.
So can you hear these birds at least?
Yes, yes. They do have a nice raptor scream.
I don't know how nice and raptor scream go together in one phrase. Let's take a listen. So the American widgeon, what kind of a bird is that?
Well, it's a dabbling duck, just like a mallard, and it's very similar in size to a mallard. So a dabbling duck is the one that eats vegetation, aquatic insects, that kind of thing. So you often see them with their rump in the air, with their head completely underwater, trying to get those best goodies on the bottom.
From the pictures that you sent us of the American widgeon, it almost looks like somebody had a bucket of paint and kind of smudged these birds. There's like white on the beak and patches of white feathers.
Yes, it's a very interesting bird, especially in breeding plumage. The entire top of the head has got a white line, just like a white line on the road. For its old name, it was called a bald pate, which is like a bald person that you would look at in the distance and see a shining head.
That term pate might strike people as kind of different.
It's a very old barbershop kind of word for British word for head.
Okay. So what kind of a sound should we be on the lookout for the widgeon? Is it normally quack, 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 quack?
No, I'm afraid the mallard's got that completely under control. There, nobody else is allowed to quack. So the widgeon has to go sideways a little bit and make some whistling noises and some other gurgly noises with its tone.
All right, let's listen. So our last bird this week that you selected is the rock sandpiper, and it's a little more melodious than the first two, thank goodness. All right, let's listen.
Yep, and this little bird loves rocky shores, and it spends winters with us. And the really nice thing about it, since it's very gray when it's not in its breeding colors, is that it hangs with the black turnstones that also live on rocky shores. And so if you see the black and white flash of the turnstones, you can look more closely to see if the rock sandpiper is with them.
So we are coming up to fall weather here. You can definitely feel it in the air. What kind of impact does that have on bird migration? Do you think the temperature triggers more movement?
You know, the thing that they really like to have is a following wind. So sometimes when we have a big storm, they might huddle down and just chow down for a little bit. And the first time there's a nice break, zoom, they're all gone. So now's a pretty good time to try and look for the migrants.
So when the weather clears, do you think that'll be the time that they suddenly come into view?
Well, they'll be passing through for another couple of weeks for sure, coming down from the north. but it hasn't gotten real chilly up there either. So we have a good chance to see a great many more migrants in September.
So this weekend, this wet Labor Day weekend, presumably, what are you going to be on the lookout for? What are you going to be doing aside from wearing a lot of rain gear?
Yep. Well, I'm going to be checking the shoreline on a rising tide, especially around good places for food, and maybe see some more dowitchers or both kinds of yellow legs or sandpipers. It's hard to say what might pass through. And who knows, maybe the northern goshawk will sit in a tree and let us glance at it again. They do territorial flights a lot. So if you happen to find out where they live, they don't sit in a nest all year, of course, then you can more often see them hunting from the air.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Brenda Wright, Program Manager for the Juneau Audubon Society. Thanks for being here with us to spotlight some birds of interest.
Thanks so much, Rhonda.